Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rick, a very good morning to you. How you doing?
How are you guys? Everything good?
Everything.
Excellent.
Spectacular here in Pittsburgh. 17 of 19. The Penguins have won. People are flying high. Does this and look, they've won so many games. Have they risen to the elite? Does it feel like that around the NHL, or are people just – does it kind of feel like the Penguins are flying by the seat of their pants?
3 weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago on TNT, I said, hey, listen, if you're a betting man, put some money on the Pens to win the Stanley Cup. I don't know what the odds were. I like the way they were playing the last month. Sully's got them going. It's the same constant, guys. I mean, you got Letang, Malkin, and Crosby. The leadership in that room is, you know, and sometimes that, you know, the room changes. You get different guys in and out, but those guys are the constant. You got Sully with the leadership, and I'm huge with leadership, and that's why they are where they are. They have had to withstand some injuries, some, you know, front office changes, all that sort of stuff. And they've had a hell of a, you know, 6 weeks here.
How is Jeff, you mentioned leadership talks. How has Jeff Carter added to that mix?
You know, Jeff, when he was in L.A. there before the Pens got him, people thought I had another year left, he was dead. But when Hexy picked him up, it was just a great move. Add another voice, well-respected. He's a guy, two-time Stanley Cup champ, hell of a player, goes in there. He just strengthens that room. You know, he doesn't even have to – it's not even about the points with him. It's just the way he plays the game. He's changed his game a little bit. He doesn't have to score a lot of points. It's just that he's a jack of all trades for Sully. And keep him fresh for the playoff run. I think that's the key.
Rick Tockett joining us here, Fan Morning Show. You can check him out, NHL on TNT. Going into this season, where did you have Evan Rodriguez rated? Did you think he could do what he's doing right now?
Well, in Buffalo, I remember watching him and going, you know, who is this guy? I mean, obviously consistency and things like that. You know, obviously Buffalo wasn't a great team, so maybe his development was a little bit slower. I don't know what happened there, but just love the way Sully's used him. Obviously that shot in the power play is really surprising. I mean, what a hell of a one-timer he's got. I think, when you come to an organization that's used to winning, it's infectious. And the development is just oozing out of the guy. You know, he's got the skills, and now he's proven it. He belongs. So, like I said, it's a great, I think it was Rutherford, right? That was his trade.
Yeah.
It's a great trade for Pens.
Well, and I wonder if he's not the kind of guy, Rick, and not to take anything away from his level of talent, but he just rises to the level of the guys around him. It's why he looked so comfortable on Sid's wing for a time when Rust and Guentzel were both dealing with stuff, and why I think on the power play, he looks like – you look at the names out there and you go, okay, Crosby, Malkin, Letang, Rust, yeah. Guentzel, and all of a sudden you go, Rodriguez. But like you said, he's got that one-timer from the dot. He fits in with the high-end talent, even though his name doesn't belong there.
100%. You know, there are guys play on teams that aren't great, but when they get you could say that with a lot of guys, I guess, but some guys just, when you get to a situation that you fit like a puzzle, you just shine, and he's one of those guys. I mean, he's the perfect guy that the Pens need. Plays up and down the lineup, but he's a right-hand shot. You know, everybody wants the right-hand shot, so... He fits like a glove for the Pens.
Rick, you've been in buildings for a bunch of different nostalgic moments throughout your career and seen different things. What did you make of the fans here in Pittsburgh recognizing Matt Murray last week and standing up and applauding for him?
I think it's just typical Pittsburgh. It's one of the best places to play. The fans, I don't care where you go for dinner, coffee, they respect your privacy, but they also, want to be a part of you. When I saw that, Matt Murray, back-to-back Stanley Cup champ, he had that streak there. I think he was 17-0 or 18-0 after a playoff loss. I mean, those are unreal stats. You know, there's a lot of pressure in playoffs. You know, goalies get all the heat in the playoffs, and you know, him and the Flower obviously came through for us. So I thought it was incredible. You know, he got choked up. You could tell he was getting a little choked up, and that was just another great gesture by the Pittsburgh fans.
Rick Tocchet with us, NHL on TNT tonight, doubleheader, Blackhawks, Wings, and Bruins, Avalanche get started at 7:30. When you see the way Tristan Jarry's playing again during the regular season, Rick, do you look at it and go, okay, this makes me hopeful that he can actually carry it into the playoffs this time, or does that not matter until we actually get to the playoffs?
Well, you have to build it up, right? I mean, everybody says, well, sure. I mean, the narrative is, hey, wait till the playoffs. You know, like that's where the heat's going to come for Tristan, and we all understand that, but as an athlete, you build that confidence and that pressure now. Like, you know, starts in September, you know, with the reps and in October and you go. So I don't believe in the narrative, well, it doesn't really matter. Let's see what happens. Plus, he's building his confidence now. You know, he's got to play, you know, 4 or 5 games in a row, or you got to play when you're tired, and you got to play, you know, you got to go into Vegas and beat Vegas, and you got to go into, you know, play Colorado. But those are pressure situations too. Maybe not to the magnitude of the playoffs, but you're building that, you know, that workload now and that pressure. So, yeah, of course, we all know, hey, listen, let's see how he does in the playoffs. But he's building that now, and he's an all-star. So he's obviously passing the grade right now.
Are you a big believer in this team and in Tristan Jarry needs to be insulated by a good backup goaltender, and that Hextall needs to go out and get somebody at the deadline because DeSmith hasn't been good enough?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think they got something up their sleeve. I do believe that, you know, maybe they're going to look for somebody. Just, you know, I think it's always important to have a number two, whether, you know, it's 1A, 1B or whatever. You're going to need that guy 100% down the stretch. You might need him in the playoffs. So I could see Hexy making a move. I'm not trying to, I'm a friend of Hex. I don't want to put pressure on him, but they're definitely going to look around. They have to. I mean, they have to make that move. I'm not saying Case Smith's a bad goaltender. I just think sometimes you have to look to upgrade in that situation for sure.
They've got a raft of important moves staring them down in the offseason too, Rick. I mean, you're talking about a Brian Rust contract perhaps because he's going to see free agency if they don't get it done before the end of the season. You're talking about Letang and Malkin, obviously. I know the other night, it was probably a couple weeks ago, Biz kind of threw it at you on the desk there on TNT and said, it was Anson who said, if you've got to make a choice between those two, which one do you keep? Do you see the Penguins being in a position where they have to make that decision this offseason?
Well, you know, listen, I think, both, you know, all three guys you just mentioned are huge parts of the Pens. You know, does Gino and Tanger take a short-term deal to stay? Does Brian Rust, does he outprice himself going to somewhere else? You know, like there's a lot of those things. I mean, there is value playing for the Pens and playing in that city. To what that value is, you know, that's you know, up to those guys. I'd like to see Tanger and Gino stay, and obviously, you know, Rusty to some extent too, because I think, you know, Sid's still playing great hockey, unreal hockey, and it's not just this year. You know, if you have to look at the way they're playing this year, they got to be a favorite next year too. So it's not like a, you know, one and done type of thing this year.
Let me ask you something out the door on our way out before, a little less weighty, I guess, with this All-Star game that's happening. Should they find a way, and it's an exhibition game, no matter the stats, if you have a talent that everybody wants to see, should they have found a way to get Sid into this All-Star game?
I'm pretty shocked that he's not on the team. I mean, I you know, somebody said the other day, you know, you have to have each one guy represented from every team. I don't know about that. Like, you know, I think you just put the guy that deserves. I mean, for Sid not to be in an All-Star game. Now, listen, maybe he... And no one said, I don't know, maybe he wants this weekend off. And he probably does want this weekend, to be honest with you, because he gets to rest his body. I know that it is, and he's ready for the stretch drive.
Yeah, you know, Sid, he's going out to bars, he's running around, Chase, doing a bunch of crazy stuff, right?
Sitting at home reading World War II books.
Sid's not really a Vegas guy, to be honest with you. But I could see him going to, like, you know, Colorado, you know, bringing his equipment, skating on a pond, and
yeah,
you know, chilling in the ski chalet. Not skiing though, hopefully, but no, he's a guy that, like, I don't even know if he'll go somewhere hot. I know because he's acclimated his body, because he likes to, you know, he's a fine tuner. machine, that guy, and he doesn't want to screw things up. So, you know, I don't think he's too upset not going to Vegas for that All-Star game.
Why leave town when you're playing as well as he is? I mean, we know he's the most superstitious man in sports. He made you ditch an $1,800 suit because you lost two games with it.
I still remember to call me on the bus, talk. Hey, listen, man, you can't wear that suit. You're 0-2 in that. And I said, hey, buddy, whatever it takes. When Sidney Crosby asked me and I'd wear a suit, man, I'll wear a sweatsuit. It didn't matter. At that time, we were going for the Stanley Cup there, and it was pretty funny. But, yeah, he's got some quirks. But I'll tell you what, whatever he's doing over his career, keep doing.
Great stuff. Rick, thanks so much. We appreciate it, man. Tell Biz and everybody else, Liam McHugh, Anson Carter, you guys do a great job on TNT. We'll watch you tonight, and tell them all we said hello, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, you guys do too. I miss Pittsburgh, and you know, all the sports is unreal there, so it's always good to come back and talk and reminisce from you guys. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely. You're welcome anytime, we miss you as well. Rick Tockett, NHL on TNT, doubleheader tonight starts at 7:30. It is Chicago-Detroit, followed by Boston-Colorado. That story about the suit is fantastic.
That is exactly what the NHL needed when they got the new television contract. That's needed something more lighthearted. They needed to match their NBA coverage, which they've done.
And they have. That studio show is freaking incredible. If you haven't watched it yet because you've been caught up in football first all fall and there haven't been a ton of Wednesday night games on TNT, some of them have been late. You don't want to stay up. They're really getting into the doubleheader action every Wednesday starting this week. And the stories between Bissonnette and Tockett are just ridiculous, and Liam McHugh does a great job of keeping it on the rails for the most part.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.